Yeah, it's a tough slog for Hagel. He's there, 58-41. But the problem is, at the moment, 41 Republican senators said to the country and to the world, nations that depend on us, our Defense Department for its own security, we don't trust this guy. We don't think he's the right guy. And so Chuck Hagel begins his tenure as Defense Secretary rather weak.
So then are we launching into another situation where a member of the Obama administration becomes the target for a Republican opposition with everything he tries to do?
Well, at first it will be that way. I mean, I assume the people who voted against him are sincere in their belief that he wasn't the right guy. Although it's interesting, John McCain said, I don't think he's qualified to be Defense Secretary, but I'm going to vote for him anyway. And I thought to myself, now think about that. That really make a lot of sense, but it does to Senator McCain.
Turn our attention to the budget. Friday is almost here. President Obama says the meat cleaver will fall. What is it going to take to get Congress and the White House to work together?
Well, both parties are playing the blame game, hoping that the public blames the other party, and then the other party has to cave. The problem is the public is at the moment blaming the Republicans to a larger extent than the Democrats, and if it continues that way, the Republican Party not only will have to cave, but it's in danger of losing again more of its strength in the country.
Is there any sense, Sam, away from the extremism of both party spokespeople, that the White House might be overplaying the impacts of what will happen if this goes into effect?
Well, I think the White House, the president has this big megaphone, and he's saying, you know, ashes and sackcloth and dark night and, you know, dungeon and adamantine chains and penal fire. I'm quoting Milton, the only thing I know from college.
But, well done. Well played.
Thank you. At first, the people who depend on government programs like food stamps or daycare centers for working mothers, they're going to feel it first. Wealthy people in the suburbs, they're not going to feel it first. Now, small towns that have a military base, they're going to feel it first. Down the line, though, if they don't make a deal, every one of us will feel it in one way or the other.